More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
And moving past the bottom of the hour and into the home stretch on this edition of the show. Glad you could join us. Boy, it's starting to get dark earlier out there, and we set the clocks back next weekend. Really feeling like fall out there. So wherever you may be, hope you're having a great weekend as we continue with part two of our interview with the guru of online presence, the CEO of Data Dynamics, Kevin Layton. By the way, if you missed the first part of this interview in our last segment, we will podcast the entire interview at the top of the hour at KXL.com. Here's part two now of our interview with Kevin Layton on what you need to know to improve your online presence.
Well, I know our listeners are probably disappointed to hear that they can't just flip a switch and something good will happen, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing in any business, right? Is, you know, all of our listeners, we know that you have to be consistent. You have to, you know, you really have to stay at it. And sometimes it takes a while to get the sale, but once you do, you maybe figure things out. But today, with the amount of data that we have, and I want to ask you, with digital marketing, what don't people or business owners know about digital marketing that maybe they should?
Well, so everyone believes that if, as soon as they put up a website, that people are going to come to it. But this is no different in this world than a brick-and-mortar business. You've got to get your message out. You've got to have something of value. People need to know where you're located. And so having SEO, having a good presence, you know, maybe actually having a PPC program in place that can help with search, and then using third-party email to actually get in front of clients who don't know who you are for a branding message is really important. And so, you know, I think people assume that as soon as they go online that, you know, they're automatically going to have people show up at their door or at their online store. And it's really not the case. It's no different than a regular brick and mortar. You got to build the building, you got to build the foundation. You got to give them something of value for them to come in and buy. And so I would say that looking to the future, you know, the more and more technology that we see is getting even more targeted to consumers who are actively ready to buy. And so knowing what's in the consumer's mind at exactly the time that they're ready to make a purchase is where the internet is headed, right? So it's important to be in front and brand, but then it's also important to have your message in front of them at the moment they're ready to make that sale. And so intelligence and analytics, as they migrate towards an integrated platform for better reporting of exactly, you know, who is looking to buy and what is their message, that's where things are headed, and that's in its infancy, and it's exciting to see that in the future we'll have even more tools for pulling all that together and getting to consumers when they're ready to buy.
Kevin Layton is the CEO of Data Dynamics, joining us here on Business Briefing. We hear the term big data, and most of us know what big data is, but you know, I've been saying this for quite some time. It's like, well, that's great that you have all this data, but what do you do with it? And I know that's really what we're kind of coming to grips with now, is being able to parse through big data to find out, you know, how you can really unlock consumer behaviors and crack the code for what consumers want through big data.
Mm-hmm. And data is what is a really good indicator of past history, right? And so the trick is to have the tools to actually predict what's going to happen in the future. And so, you know, more and more we're seeing predictive modeling tools come about where if we know that someone has purchased an iPhone, you know, every year for the past 3 years, we can predict that when their contract's coming up, it might be a good time to try to sell them an Android, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's where big data comes in. It's in the predictive analytics of consumer buying patterns, and that, you know, collecting the data is there. Big data is huge, but actually doing the analytics, finding the companies that are going to help you predict better consumer buying patterns, so that you don't waste advertising dollars throughout the year. you know when their contract's coming up.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because Verizon Wireless emailed me the other day and said, Brian, it's time for you to get a new phone. We've seen that you've dropped your phone 17.2 times in the past 2 years, and now it's time for that new phone. And, you know, I thought, gosh, they're right. I do need a new phone. So I thought that was pretty impressive. So it's good to see that they're putting that to good use. If you're just joining us on Business Briefing, Kevin Layton is a CEO of Data Dynamics, and great insight and information here. Let's talk about campaigning versus conversing and why this is an area where most digital marketers really miss the mark.
Yeah, it's so very true. I can only tell you it's scary the number of campaigns that come in with someone offering to, you know, another sale, another coupon. And, you know, the reality is the days of couponing to win business is not totally over, but it's less important. It's more important that the consumer feels that they can trust you, especially in the online world, that they can trust you, that they have a relationship with you. It really is going back to business basics of having that relationship with the client. And so you need to have a conversation rather than the campaign. Nobody likes to be sold to, but everyone likes to buy. So, you know, the reality is that when they're ready to buy, because it's a pleasant experience for people, they want to go to some place and some company that they trust and that they have a relationship with. And so it's so important that, you know, you're selling them not on your product, but you're selling them on a solution to their problem. And if their problem is thirst, then, you know, Coke is the answer, right? And so we need to talk more about the issues facing consumers and how you can provide a solution for their current most urgent need. And then Intel gives you who those clients are.
Hey, real quick, while we have time, tell us what the top email faux pas are to avoid.
Well, we see a number of folks who are just trying to be too wordy, tell too much. People's attention spans are very short, especially when they're rolling through their email. So it's really important to be consistent and clear and concise in your subject lines. It's really important to be sure that whatever either words or creative that you choose is appealing and is going to catch someone's eye. It's really important to, you know, look at color. It's important to look at what your brand message is. And I guess, you know, if we look at other areas where we see campaigns that fail, we see that if you over-target, so if you send more than a couple of emails a week from a particular on a particular product or service, people become tired. And when they become tired and bored, they opt out, and then you've lost them. So oversending is really critical. Offering something of value rather than offering something that is just a campaign is really important. And making sure that, you know, you don't get lost in the sea of email and you have the right message in your subject line so that it'll get a click is incredibly important.
Oh, indeed it is. Great insight from Kevin Layton. He is the CEO of Data Dynamics. And I promised this off the top of the interview. If you missed either of the segments, we will post the full hour on our podcast at kxl.com at the top of the hour. Kevin Layton, the CEO of Data Dynamics. When we come back, time for a checkup from the neck up. We haven't done that for a while. It's time for a checkup. No doubt about it. The coach, Chris Carlson, is on deck. Up next on Business Briefing.